Radio Prague News.
A leading business lobby has condemned the government's key plans for tax and pension reform. The Czech National Bank says domestic banks are secure in the event of an economic downturn, and the government's economic think tank has recommended that English be the only compulsory foreign language in schools. A leading business lobby has come out against government moves to introduce a single rate of value-added tax at the current higher rate of 20%. The Chamber of Commerce said the move will have a negative impact on business. The Chamber added that a uniform rate of 17% would be sufficient to finance the government's proposed plans on pension reform. The criticism means that both business and labour unions have lined up against the government's proposal. But Prime Minister Petr Nečas has said he has no intention of changing the main lines of VAT and pension reform. The country's main banking and financial watchdog, the Czech National Bank, has said that the country's banks are strong enough to weather a downturn in the economy. The assessment was given in the latest results of so-called stress tests carried out by the central bank. It said that the high capital ratios of local banks compared with their loan exposure was one of the main reasons for their ability to ride an economic downturn. A previous assessment of the banks was released at the end of November. The government's economic think tank, NERV, has reportedly recommended that the only foreign language made obligatory in schools is English. Emphasis on putting other languages is a waste of energy. The think tank argues that students with a firm grasp of English will get ahead. It adds that time allocated for other languages could be better used for more practical studies, such as information technology. The advice has been interpreted as a blow to German, often chosen as a second-choice language after English. Over to sport, and Czech cross-country skier Lukáš Bauer failed to triumph in his favourite 15-kilometre event in the World Championships being staged in Oslo, Norway. Bauer came in seventh, trailing the leader Finn Matti Häkkinen by 55 seconds. He got off to a good start at one stage, being in third place, but as the race progressed, fell away from the lead. And in football, Sparta Prague returned to action for their first match after the winter break. The team won 2-0 away at Banik Ostrava, breaking a five-year run when they had failed to beat Ostrava on home ground. Both goals were scored by the Cameroon player Quirke. The win leaves Sparta trailing lead leader Pilsen by 4 points. And finally, a look at the weather. The conditions over the coming days are expected to be sunny, with daytime temperatures rising to around 5 degrees Celsius. I'm Chris Johnston, and that is the news.